Truthspresso, Episode 1.
Face it, we all would rather sleep in this morning. That's why God gave us espresso, to kickstart our zombified corpses into hyperdrive. And now, giving your mind and soul the morning shot of truth it craves. This is Truthspresso with Daniel Minnick.
Well, hello, Truthspresso listeners. Welcome to episode 1 of the Truthspresso podcast. If you listen to episode 0, to the introduction to the podcast, you would have heard that for the first episode, we were actually going to dive in to a certain financial topic and look at advice for young people in going to college. Now, some of this advice could even apply to parents of young people. It could apply to anyone if they're thinking about the wisdom or preparation of going to college. But as someone who himself has gone to college from 1998 to 2003, I would like to give some tips before going to college. So episode 1 of Truthspresso is 5 tips before going to college. I would like to present a verse from the Bible that would provide some way of thought to really get into this topic. Now, this verse is not about college, because college, as we know it, was not around in Bible times, but the advice that Jesus Christ gave in this verse really is good for us to think about when we think about preparing for college. So Luke chapter 14 and verse 28, Jesus said, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first, and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it?" So the idea of this verse really is to think about, before just jumping into college because all your friends tell you, or maybe even your school teacher says, you need to go to college, or just do, you know, as long as you go to college, everything that you've ever wanted in life will follow. We really need to plan things out. We really need to sit down first, count the costs, and make sure that we have everything we need to finish it. Now, by finish it, I don't necessarily mean graduate and get the degree. What I mean is we need to consider whether the degree, even after we graduate, is good for the expense of college itself. So 5 tips to think about before going to college. Number 1, avoid the propaganda. Just picture with me in your senior high graduation speech. You know, it is now the end of the spring semester. You are excited. You are graduating from high school, and now your real adult life is going to begin. And you have some really popular person, maybe even the President of the United States or some actor, Hollywood actor, who graces the presence of your school and comes and gives a speech, and this speaker says, "Follow your dreams and the money will follow." Well, I would like to say that in general, that statement is a myth. You don't just follow your dreams and then the money will follow. That is not a good idea to think about how to get money. You don't necessarily just get money because you do what you want to do. You follow your dreams. That is a myth, and I'm going to get into why that is a myth. But the first reason that we should think that is a myth is that it's not following our dreams that gets us money. We have to make sure that if we have dreams, Those dreams are dreams that other people have that they would like us to do. So because the only way you get money is by having other people willing to pay for what you're going to produce. So if your dream is to write poetry, then you had better make sure that someone is willing to pay you enough to support you just for the privilege of reading your poetry. So following your dreams and that the money will naturally follow, that is a myth. Another piece of propaganda that you might hear is that a college degree is the key to financial bliss. I mean, there are a lot of statistics that we could look at and show that for many young people, after they graduate from college, merely getting a college degree is not necessarily the key to their financial bliss. For many students, a college degree actually became their financial ruin. It turned them into debt slaves for the rest of their life. So that is another piece of propaganda that you should avoid. Just thinking that somehow getting a piece of paper from a college with your name on it and the name of a degree is the key to set you in life, to give you a blissful financial future for the rest of your life, and that you really won't have to worry anything about that any longer. Your life is set and you can just follow your dreams. So, number one tip before going to college is to avoid the propaganda. We need to be sober-minded when we think about college and when we're planning to go to college. So tip number two, look before you leap. I know that cliche is used for the idea that, picture the imagery of someone just walking blindly or walking with his eyes closed or in otherwise not really paying attention to his surroundings, and then he sees a little he just continues to walk, and then all of a sudden he just falls off a cliff. He didn't look before he leapt. Or maybe it looks like a little jump. Oh, I can jump over this little hole, but he doesn't realize that the perspective is off, and that gap between one ledge and the other is a lot farther and a lot steeper than you perceive. And once you jump, you realize you can't jump to the other side, and then you fall down to your doom and you realize that I should have looked before I took that jump. So we need to look before we leap, before we just jump right into college. So one tip in looking before a leap is to realize that an investment in college is life-changing and very hefty. College is not something that you can just open up your wallet and pay for. It requires a lot of money. In fact, probably for a lot of listeners, and myself included, when I went to college, it was not something that I could just pay out of pocket. I had to work my way in college, and I had to have bills that I had to pay. I couldn't just pay up front and be done with it. College costs thousands of dollars. In fact, it can cost tens of thousands of dollars, and depending on the college, you can find yourself owing a debt that is actually, you could have bought a decent house with that money. So when you think about it, you got to really know what you're getting into. We need to be sober-minded about the fact that an investment in college is life-changing and hefty. Now also, number two, in look before you leap, we need to realize that 3 summer months is hardly enough time to figure out what the rest of your life is going to be like. I mean, think about, in 3 months after you graduate from high school, you're going to take on debt in the tens of thousands for something, you really need to consider what you're doing, and 3 months is sometimes not a very long time to think of something that really dictates what the rest of your life is going to be like. You might want to think about, you know, what major you're going to have, and, you know, also think about the fact that one major is not necessarily just as good as another. 3 months is kind of a short time, especially if you're working during that summer time and you're focused on trying to earn money to really get a kick start in paying for some of your college bill. Then during the time that you're not working, you're trying to think about, what am I going to major in? That is a very important thought. So you might need some, you know, to consider the idea that 3 months is just not a lot of time to plan the rest of your life. Also, number three, and look before you leap, just because a fun college major is listed in the college catalog doesn't mean it will lead to a job. So if you see a major and, you know, we think about underwater basket weaving as an example of, you know, kind of a silly major that a college might offer, you know, that really doesn't lead to a marketable skill. Well, think about underwater basket weaving, as funny as an example as that is, it might not be far off from the very same fact as majors that are actually found in college catalogs. So you might look at a particular major and see, well, this sounds fun, this sounds interesting, maybe this is my passion, maybe this is my dream. But, you know, if you look at a list of majors, don't just think, well, I picked my fun major, that's my interest, and then so my friend picked mechanical engineering, and really think, we're just two different college students picking what interests us, and then once we graduate, we will have a life of a good career because we have a piece of paper that says that we graduated from college and now everyone's going to want to hire us for something. No, so just keep in mind, just because a major looks cool and fun and interesting in that catalog doesn't mean you should take it, because think about this. The college would love to have you give them your money to take classes that are fun for them to teach. They might, as the college, they might not actually have your best interest in mind and really think about how you are going to use that. So say you do take the major of underwater basket weaving. Well, what could you do with underwater basket weaving? Could you find a career in actually doing underwater basket weaving and get paid to do that? Well, most likely not. That's why we make fun of that. But then you can go back to the college and maybe there's an opening for you to teach underwater basket weaving. But most likely teaching underwater basket weaving at a college is not going to pay much. And, you know, all the other college students who graduated with a major in underwater basket weaving are going to be competing with you to get that teaching job. So that's not the fate we want to be in. So think about the idea. One major does not equal another major. Not all college majors are created equal. Sometimes the college majors that seem fun and interesting for you might not necessarily lead to a good career and pay off your student loans. So, number one is avoid the propaganda. Number two, look before you leap. And now number three, we need to examine our options. So, as I said before, examining your options, this would include the idea that not all college degrees are created equal. Now, intuitively, we realize that when someone gets a degree in mechanical engineering or chemical engineering or electrical engineering, our friends that do that, we might say, oh, you're so smart, you're going to make a lot of money. Why do we say that? Because we realize that degrees in engineering, such as mechanical or electrical or chemical, things like that, there's a reason that they're hard, is that they're actually teaching skills that are in high demand. And so that's why they make a lot of money, because, you know, how many of us have friends that actually get those degrees? But when we think about it, how many of the products do we use daily that actually came about because, you know, people like our geeky friends who majored in electrical engineering or different kinds of engineering that was necessary to make them. That's why people with those majors make a lot of money. Now, compare that with something like philosophy. Now, philosophy might be cool. It's fun for some people to get into arguments and logic and just talk about philosophy and study Aristotle and Plato and other philosophers, or maybe some people who are modern philosophers and come up with their own ideas. It's fun to think about ideas. It's fun to hash out ideas with our friends. But then we have to think, how many people are paid a salary to major in philosophy? Now, you know, there are people who major in philosophy and they end up getting a good job, but really, is it directly because of what they learned in their philosophy classes that they, you know, if they get a job as, say, a manager at a company, was it really? Do we need to think about it. Was it really the philosophy classes themselves that qualified them to be managers or gave them whatever skill, or did they somehow find another way to get a good job, and that the philosophy degree itself wasn't really the cause of them getting a good job? There are also people who, say, major in philosophy, for example, who end up having a hard time trying to find a job, but now they have this huge debt, and so they go work at a place like Starbucks or something and become a barista, and they're making just above minimum wage, making $9 to $10 an hour, and they're trying to pay off hefty student loan debts. And that's not a very ideal situation. So let's consider that not all college degrees are equal when we think about just jumping into college. So depending on the degree, also, we want to keep in mind that elite colleges are not always the best option. You know, we might think that we want to go to Harvard or Stanford or Yale or other elite colleges. You know, if you want to go to an elite college and major in sociology, well, the college bill for going to those elite colleges really has to match the degree. So if we go to an elite college, sometimes a college that just has a long-standing reputation might offer the same quality of study as a community college or a state university. So consider that you might not necessarily go to an elite college unless there are certain degrees that the college is known for, like, say, think Harvard and law. If you're going to go into law, you know, it might be a good idea to go to Harvard, swallow that huge bill, and then hope that, you know, the only way you could be successful in law is if you graduate from Harvard, and then if you become a successful lawyer, you can pay off your school debt. But if you go to a rinky-dink little college and major in law, you might not be able to have a good chance of being a lawyer. So depending on the degree, elite colleges might not be our first option. Also, depending on the degree, you might want to try a community college first and then transfer later to a university after 1 or 2 years at the community college. The reason for this is it might be cheaper at the community college to take care of your freshman and sophomore classes that are really just the basics, the particular liberal arts requirements like English 101, 102, and literature or speech or things like that. And, you know, so instead of paying for those same classes, paying more at a university, one option to cut the cost of your student loan debt would be to go to a community college first, get those basic prerequisites out of the way there, and then go to a university, a state college, and then transfer those credits over so that you have less to pay to the university and that you're really taking the classes that are geared towards your major and you're paying more for those because of the state university. Another consideration for examining your options is that local is likely cheaper than out of state. There are privileges with going to a college in which it is in your state of residence. You don't have to pay out of state fees. The tuition can be partially subsidized based on the fact that you are a resident of that state. So consider your major. If your major is offered at a university that is closer to your home, that is within driving distance and is in the same state, it's a lot cheaper to go there than to go out of state and pay the higher tuition. Another consideration then, along the same vein, to cut the cost of your college education, if possible, avoid the cost of room and board. Now, I know sometimes this is considered part of the college experience, getting away from your parents and bunking with other fellow college students, making friends, in some cases, you know, getting drunk, going to parties, you know, that's, you know, you're trying to get out of the clutches of your parents and, you know, and so you're willing to bear the cost of room and board, but room and board at a college can be very expensive. So if one option is to, if possible, rent from your parents and drive to the campus of a local college that is nearby, close enough that you can drive. Now, sometimes you might live somewhere where it's just not worth it to drive to the campus. It's too far away, it takes too long, but if this is an option, I would highly encourage you, rent from your parents is cheaper than paying room and board, and drive to the campus to take your classes. So avoid the propaganda, look before you leap, examine your options. Number four, consider working a few years while you plan for college. What? I mean, isn't that a waste? I mean, if I were to work right out of high school, you say, wouldn't I be earning like minimum wage? Well, consider what we talked about before, about 3 summer months not being hardly enough time to figure out and plan the rest of your life, because that is what college really is about. It might be, if you need more time to think about what is the best major to take and where you should go to college, if you need some more time, maybe it's better to actually consider working for a few years and earning some income that would then go pay for some of your college bill, while at the same time enabling you to really plan and consider just what is your best option for major and college. So income now, in the financial sense, is better than accruing debt while you're at a, essentially sometimes for some people would be a playground at college. It's better to be making income now while you're trying to figure things out than to jump into college and not know what you want to major in and then change your major two or three times and have to take more classes, spend more years in college, and rack up more student debt. Another reason is that you may discover that you actually don't need a college degree. There are some kids who will start working, and then they find that they get a good promotion at their job. They might find they like their job, and you know, I actually have a cousin who didn't go to college at all, and now you know he worked kind of in the meatpacking business, and now he makes a lot of money. He's very successful being the manager at a grocery store. I mean, he makes, you know, more than a lot of college graduates, and he doesn't have a big student debt to pay. So that might be a consideration. Now, I don't want to pop the bubble there and discourage someone from going to college, but I'm just saying, you know, consider working for a few years while you plan. And then you just never know. You might find success outside in a place of work, and you might not even have to go to college. So avoid the propaganda, look before you leap, examine your options, consider working for a few years while you plan if you so need to do so. And then last but not least, number five, consider non-college career options. Now, I'm not talking about the same thing I mentioned in point four. There are other ways to get educated and get certified or get career options that are not specifically from going to a university. Consider number one, trades, the trades. If you think about the trades like being a plumber, or sometimes you can even be an electrician and not have to get a full electrical engineering college degree. You can apprentice with an electrician and get the knowledge then to go out on your own. Plumbing, electrician, auto mechanic, some of these things are can often prove to be even more lucrative and earn more money than college. And you're only being trained for about 2 years, and the cost of training in the trades is much, much cheaper than college. So if you're willing to do the trades, that might be a consideration, and not have to go to college and take English and speech and liberal arts classes that you're not necessarily planning to take for, really to emphasize with your major. Another non-college career option besides trades is apprenticeship options. Now, there are actually companies that provide apprenticeship opportunities. One example of this is Praxis, that's Praxis, and the website for that is discoverpraxis.com, and I will include a link to the Praxis website in the show notes. So Praxis is a company that actually is actually targeted toward high school graduates, and it actually links high school graduates with startup companies. Praxis has a particular tuition for them, tuition for apprenticeship. When I last checked, that tuition was $12,000. Now, you might think that's a lot of money, but compared to a college degree, that is chump change. But Although you pay Praxis $12,000, as Praxis links you to an apprenticeship with a startup company, the startup company will actually pay you money to work for them in your apprenticeship. And so at the end of your Praxis contract, you end up making more than the $12,000, so you can pay Praxis back and have a little money in your pocket, and you don't have any student loan debt. And many high school graduates who take the Praxis program go on to be hired in very good positions at these startup companies. Some of them even become managers. Some of them get, you know, paid nice skilled jobs at, you know, starting at, say, $50,000 a year. That is a pretty good deal, and not have to deal with student loan debt. Now, of course, Praxis can't replace all possible paths that you might consider from a college degree, but that is another non-college career option to consider. Now, the fact that I'm mentioning Praxis, it does not mean that I am an affiliate of Praxis. I have just learned about Praxis from podcasts that I listen to. It sounds very intriguing. I am not a paid affiliate in any way for Praxis. I recommend Praxis as a consideration, as a complete outsider to Praxis. Another non-college career option to consider is online courses. There are several sites that allow you to do online courses and not have the costs of room and board on a college campus, or have to sit in a college classroom. Udemy is a very popular website that provides college quality courses and even certifications that have value. You can actually pay per course you want to take. That is how they charge you, is per course, and they offer individual courses in whichever skill you might want to take, but they also offer, they also bundle courses together in a course track that you could take that can get you a certification. For instance, you can actually go to Udemy and take enough courses that would qualify you to be a pretty competitive computer programmer and be able to get hired and you know, play with the big boys, make some serious money without having to have paid for a full college tuition. Another site that's somewhat similar that has, you know, thousands of courses available is Pluralsight. That's the words plural, Plural, and sight, SIGHT, like eyesight, Pluralsight, one word. They don't charge per course like Udemy does, but they charge a monthly or yearly subscription fee. But once you subscribe, you can take any course that they offer at any time you'd like to. So that might actually be a pretty good deal. If you don't want to go the Udemy route, you could go to Pluralsight and do the subscription model. And another option is Coursera. That's Coursera. Coursera. Coursera is actually a website that is an online college course and degree portal. In fact, through Coursera, you can actually get a college degree itself online from several different universities actually offer online degrees through Coursera. And so you can really cut the costs of a college tuition by going to Coursera. Depending on if your degree is available there, you can get a degree from, say, the University of Pennsylvania through Coursera completely online and not have to pay room and board and be able to do it on your own time, at least to some extent. Well, there you go. Those are the 5 tips that I would like to give to high school graduates before going to college. Number 1 was avoid the propaganda that following your dreams and the money will follow. Number 2, look before you leap. Number 3, examine your options. Number 4, consider working for a few years if you need to so that you can plan. And number 5, consider non-college career options. In the next episode, we're actually going to look at certain college majors, and we're going to evaluate statistics on them and consider why, you know, what are some majors that actually don't seem to do very well often in the marketplace.
Thank you for waking up with Truth Espresso. Good morning, and God bless your day.
Hey friends, Daniel Minnick here again. If you liked waking up to this episode of Truth Espresso, I would really appreciate it if you would rate it on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or whatever application you use to listen to Truth Espresso.